This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
The new ABC iView deadlock. We just spoke to Luca on the phone before, who plays Sadie, and now we're talking to Thomas, who plays Aero. Thomas, how are you doing?
Good, mate. How are you going?
Oh, pretty well.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, through the magic of radio. So we spoke to Luca before, and she said that it's 12 minute episodes, and one is dedicated to each character. Does your character get an episode, or?
Yeah, so I'm episode number 3, and I'm kind of in the middle, and we kind of unravel a few things about the plot in that one for the earlier and later on episodes.
Okay, cool. So we won't ask you too much about it. We don't want any spoilers before tomorrow.
One thing, though, would you say that each episode is dedicated to a character, but there's an overarching plot for the series?
Or is it...
Oh, sorry, it's just you mentioned, like the plot and, like, the character and, like each episode being, like, dedicated to a character, but there's also, like, a lot of, like, plot being unlocked in your episode. So is there like
Definitely. It's kind of like for each character, we have our own kind of plot and our own storyline that we follow. But then there's one big night that everyone kind of revolves around, and so it's good. We see the night from everyone's different perspective. And so one thing that might be left unsaid in Sadie's episode, which is Luca's, it might get picked up not till 4 episodes down the track. And so kind of just this slow unravel of everything.
Okay, I'm now a lot more excited for the series.
So it's sort of hints of 13 Reasons Why, almost, in a way, I think.
Yeah, I think I wasn't actually... I didn't really get onto 13 Reasons Why until my family showed it to me, and so I just kind of watched it, but I actually thought that as soon as I started watching it. I think that's kind of a way that a lot of shows are going, is to get that... I think it just kind of brings the drama to it a bit more real, because something that you might drop off in the second episode, it might not get picked up till episode 5, but it kind of clicks in the audience's heads like, oh, that's where it all goes.
I'm a huge sucker for that kind of thing. Like, if you don't reveal the plot till later on, I'll be...
No, definitely, me too.
I'll be at home watching episode after episode.
I sit up, and if I haven't heard the whole plot in one episode, I have to watch the whole series.
Exactly. I've fallen victim to that. Also, you mentioned that this is your first acting gig. What was that like?
Yeah. Oh, it was so surreal. I mean, I was never really one of those kids who was dead set on acting their whole childhood. So I got into it during high school just through drama classes and stuff. And I saw that this ad was on Facebook that they needed a young Indigenous actor. And I just figured, okay, I'll send a photo in. And then to actually get it, I didn't really believe them at first, but it was just really surreal. I'm a big film nerd, and I've seen all the behind-the-scenes on my favourite films of, like, how the camera works and the actors do it and all that. And so to actually be in that position, it was just like, no, this isn't right. But, oh, it's fascinating.
It's pretty cool. You got a whole episode all about you as well.
No, it was crazy, because when we first did kind of the beginnings of the production and process, we weren't given the whole script, and so I didn't actually realise it was episodic. And so then when they gave me that, and I saw my name up the top, and it said episode 3 Aero, I was just...
Oh, that's so...
That would have been a really, like, pleasant surprise and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got it in class while I was at year 12, and I just kind of ditched class and read the rest of the script, but...
Oh, my!
No, so you're at school at the time as well.
Yeah, so I was just finishing off year 12. So we shot this just short of a year ago. So we shot it about August last year.
Okay, so like so you also in year 12, like, so you had to juggle that, and you did it kind of different way to to Luca, actually, I think. That's interesting. Yeah,
and Another thing that's been a big feature of the show is that the boys from Rucka Rucka are on it. What was it like working with them? And Luca was pretty reserved about... Was there many pranks on set? Did you get pranked very often?
I don't think I actually got any from Rucka Rucka prank-wise. I mean, I when I was first told the Rakarakarong, I actually wasn't familiar with their name. But then yeah. I realised that I had been watching their videos and like, I just didn't realise that it was, I didn't put the name to the face. And so they came in and I was like, oh my God, here's Ronald McDonald. And I just freaked out like a little fanboy, and I think I was trying to hide that.
Yeah.
I think we went out, me and the a couple of the other guy castmates, we all went out to dinner one night with Michael from Rakaraka. And just the stories he had to say, you know, the crazy things they've done in their lives. It was just, it was really interesting to hear. But I think it was just, it's kind of a different environment when they were on set. They were just, it was really loud and crazy, but they were just, I don't know, they just built this different atmosphere. It was really good.
Yeah, and the show is premiering tomorrow at Splendor in the Glass. Is that the case?
Yeah, so that'll go on at 10 o'clock in the morning in the Forum 10.
Yeah, awesome. And there'll be, it's a meet and greet afterwards, isn't it? So.
Yeah, so there'll be, I think it's 10 o'clock to 11 is the whole show, and 1 in the 10, and then from 11 to 12 we're doing a cast and crew panel about the show and also about kind of living in Byron Bay and regional Australia.
Cool. And it's also, did you find that you sort of connected with any of the stories in it in particular? Do you think it kind of resonated with you?
No, definitely. I mean, when I first read the script, it was nothing that I expected. It really just kind of defied every expectation. And, I mean, when I first sat down with Billy, who was our director and writer, on our first day on set, I said to him, like, you could have written this character for me. It was just, it fit to such a T. It was kind of freaky. And I grew up in Rockhampton, not on the Gold Coast, for most of my life. And so trying to connect to that regional character was just really, it's just this really true and honest depiction that I don't think we've seen before. So, yeah, it was really good.
Awesome. Alright, so you can catch Deadlock tomorrow on iView, it premieres?
Yep, so it'll be free to binge on iView all day on Friday 20th and at 10 o'clock it's Splendor in the Grass.
Easy, alright. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Tom?
Yeah, thank you.
Mate, thank you.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.